In this bulletin, the focus of National Cabinet may switch to the economy, Australia a signatory to an international statement criticising China's new laws for Hong Kong, and the National Rugby League returns, with Parramatta defeating Brisbane in the first game back. With the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Liu. The focus of the National Cabinet may switch to economic reform when it meets today. The group will still receive detailed medical briefings about the coronavirus. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison wants the focus to move to ways of boosting jobs, investment, and economic growth. Mr. Morrison earlier this week said the federal government is open to any kind of tax reform, bar the GST. However, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says GST reform should also be open for discussion. Australia has joined the UK, the US and Canada in criticising China for imposing a new security law on Hong Kong. The countries say the law will threaten freedom and breach a 1984 Chinese-British agreement on the autonomy of the former colony. Meanwhile, Japan's Chief Cabinet Secretary, Yoshihide Suga, has also expressed his concerns.
Hong Kong is an extremely important partner with extensive business and human connections with our nation. We think it is important that there is democratic and stable development under one country, two systems. The existing free and open system should continue.
The chief executive of one of the world's biggest pharmaceutical companies says it is hoping it may have a coronavirus vaccine by the end of October. Pfizer has four slightly different vaccine candidates being tested simultaneously in early trials. Chief executive Albert Bourla says if events go as planned, Pfizer may develop a vaccine that suits United States government agency, the Food and Drug Administration, and its European counterpart, the European Medicines Agency, within 6 months.
Things goes well and we are all, and the stars are aligned, we will have a conclusive or enough evidence of safety and efficacy so that we can feel comfortable and FDA will feel comfortable and EMA will feel comfortable to have a vaccine around the end of October.
Australian banks and AUSTRAC are offering greater support for women fleeing domestic abuse. The new measure requires the applicant to provide only one reference, such as from a doctor or manager of a refuge centre, to start a bank account. Previously, applicants were required to show about 100 ID points. Lisa McAdams, Director of Safe Space Workplace, says the move is a step in the right direction, but more work is needed.
It will only work as well as the call centre and the tellers at the front line know, you know, what is domestic violence and what are the policies. Because if you walk in and say, can I open an account, and nobody on the front line knows more than seeing it on the website or on the news, you're no better off. You need people to understand why this is available, how it's available, and how people can access it.
US President Donald Trump has broken his silence on the country's coronavirus death toll of 100,000. Mr. Trump says the US has reached a sad milestone and extends his sympathies and love to the families and friends of those who have passed. The country has reached a figure higher than any other country in the pandemic, as states begin to relax lockdown measures. In rugby league, the National Rugby League has returned from its coronavirus-forced break. The Parramatta Eels have won the first game back, defeating the Brisbane Broncos 34-6 in front of an empty stadium in Brisbane. Parramatta led 12-6 at halftime before dominating the second half to make themselves 3 wins from 3 games this season. Parramatta coach Brad Arthur says the match shows his team made the most of their time away from the game, keeping up their fitness.
I thought we probably left a few tries out there, but it wasn't what I was after. I just wanted to make sure that we starved them of possession and we dominated physically, and that's what we did. And I'm not surprised because when they came back from their 4 or 5 weeks away from us, they'd obviously trusted our performance guys, done the work that they needed to do.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth showers with a possible late storm in 20. Adelaide sunny and 19, Melbourne mostly sunny and 17, Hobart partly cloudy 18 degrees, Canberra early fog partly cloudy at 15, Wollongong possible shower 18 degrees, Sydney shower or two 19, Newcastle much the same 20, Brisbane partly cloudy and 24, Cairns sunny and 27, and Darwin sunny 32. Jennifer Liu, this is SBS News.